Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's July 16th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, it's champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Does Obama plan to give $1,000 a night rooms to illegal aliens for free?
It's lifestyles of the rich and famous.
And the feds have made trolling both an art and a science. All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. In an update to a story that we brought you earlier today, the Palm Air Resort in South Texas has had their bid withdrawn to be purchased by the Baptist Child and Family Services. So what was going on was this group had contracted to get the resort and turn it into basically a housing facility for juvenile illegal immigrants. And as you can see on InfoWars.com, it's a very, very nice resort. Plenty of racquetball courts and all those things going on. But they said, hey, you know, I don't know if it was the publicity that they received or what exactly was going on, but they said, we no longer want to house the people here at these facilities. So with that in mind, let's go back to the original report by one Paul Joseph Watson. Luxury resort for illegals has $1,000 plus rooms for rent. And as I said, this is definitely a place where you would want to be if you were going on a vacation. And when I see things like this, it's very disheartening to me, not because these people are staying in a nice accommodation. Well, I guess that's a piece of it. You know, our tax dollars going to house people like this. But, you know, it makes me think even beyond that, because we're spending tax dollars on facilities like this. Meanwhile, our veterans are still waiting to get care at the VA facilities. I mean, when you see these buses coming in, whether they're going through Texas, going through California, you know, how many homeless people do these buses pass bringing in these illegal immigrants to, whether it's the church facilities, the DHS facilities, or whatever else? You know, how many people are not being serviced here in our own country, our own possibly taxpayers who are not getting the services that they desperately need and deserve for that matter? And, you know, let me be very clear. When I see things like this, whether it's church groups picking people up or, you know, individuals housing people at their homes, you know, it's one thing to say, hey, you're here in this country. You have a court date, an immigration hearing. You can stay with me until your immigration hearing. You may be sent back. You may not. You more than likely probably will. But regardless, you can stay on my couch until that date comes and we'll do the best to provide for you. That's fine. That's respectable. That's a, you know, a good humane thing to do. My issue is when they bring these people in and then you have the Border Patrol give people travel vouchers to get as far away from their court date as possible. So they get apprehended in Texas. Then they give them a bus ticket to go to Maine. They get apprehended in California. They give them a bus ticket to go to Washington State. Do you really expect these people to come all the way back down to the southern states just to get deported? Of course not. So that's where my issue lies. If you want to, you know, give these people a bottle of water or whatever, you know, for their journey, that's fine. But make sure they also go to their court date. And so they're saying it's all lovey-dovey. It's for the kids. It's all this. It's all that. And they're continuing this in the next article by Kit Daniels. Foster agency seeks caseworkers, families for illegal alien refugees. And multiple job openings posted on socialservices.com. Crichton Services for Children and Families wants Spanish-speaking social workers. Families willing to take in illegal immigrant youth can be reimbursed up to $6,000 monthly. And it's interesting to note that Crichton has served as a subcontractor for the health department for the past several years. But back then, the minors were referred to by the federal government as unaccompanied alien children. But this year, however, the children are referred to as refugees, even though the violence in Central America, where many illegals are from, has been going on for the past 10 years. And the thing, when they say the reasons why people are coming here, they're fleeing violence. Okay, well, what about the July 4th weekend where in the city of Chicago alone, they had about 80 people get shot? You know, we have violence here in this country. Or they say they come for the health care. You know, record number of people being kicked off their insurance plans in California, record numbers in Florida, many other states as well, I'm sure. We have that problem here. They say they come for the education. We have dropping test scores. You know, we're teaching kids 2 + 2 = 5. You know, we have education problems right here. So all the things these people are supposedly fleeing from, and I can understand, we have those same problems here. So, you know, are we going to call people refugees if they want to move from Chicago to Tulsa, Oklahoma? I mean, is that considered a refugee if they're trying to move away from that violence? Of course not, but that's what they're trying to say. They're trying to sell you on this idea that it's humanitarian, it's for the kids. Meanwhile, we're shortchanging our kids here in the States. And I'm not saying this country is full. I'm just saying we have to do this the legal and lawful way. Because the young lady I had a chance to speak to out in California, who came here legally from Singapore, she said it's cost her several years, several thousand dollars to get here to the States, but she did so legally. We need to have that standard for everybody else as well. And people who are pushing the standard of what's acceptable, the Department of Homeland Security, Armed Homeland Security agents, and community outreach to let people know they are in the area.
Several Homeland Security cars were stationed outside of the bankruptcy court and courthouse in Greenville, but not because there was a danger. Homeland Security officers tell 9 on Your Side they were there as part of their community outreach to let people know that they are in the area. They also were there to remind people that if they see something, say something, especially when they see anything suspicious happening outside of a federal building.
And I do have to say, this DHS See Something, Say Something campaign is quite the joke, because as you may recall, right here in this spot, probably about 2 or 3 months ago now, I called DHS. I said, hey man, I got reports of people shooting targets of little children. I got reports of people stockpiling ammunition. Would you like to know who this person is? He said, yes sir, please tell me. I say, it's the Department of Homeland Security. Thank you for calling, sir. I say, sir, I mean, aren't you concerned about this? These people are training, in my mind, to kill children if you're shooting a target of a child. You know, it's one thing to shoot the crazy clown or the alien or something like that, but when you see little Timmy out there with his 22 and you're training to shoot that, that's very unsettling to me. But you know, that's the Department of Homeland Security, and now they just want to meet and greet and shake your hand and let you know that everything's okay, or that's what they're apparently trying to convince you of. I wonder how many people they told about the no hesitation targets, or about the, I guess, over 2 billion bullets now that they're stockpiling that they can't use against a foreign enemy because of the Geneva Convention. I just wonder if that happened to come up in the conversation. And let's talk about this conversation. Poll. Majority reject Obama policies because they're bad, not because of racism. According to a new Rasmussen poll, a sizable majority of Americans do not believe that opposition to Obama's key policies stems from racism, as both the president and attorney general Eric Holder have repeatedly suggested. The survey found that 61% of likely U.S. voters think people who oppose the president's policies do so primarily because they believe the policies are just plain bad, not because they are racist. And I do agree. And it's not just as far as criticizing the policies, just any criticism, because you guys remember people, I guess, older in my age or even older, maybe not so much the younger generation, but you'd turn on the late night talk shows, you'd watch Jay Leno or David Letterman, they'd make fun of Bush, they'd make fun of Clinton, they'd make fun of whoever. But when Obama stepped in, it's like, oh, you can't make fun of Obama. I'm like, why can't you make fun of Obama? And I guess the subtext is because he's black. And, you know, that really has nothing to do with it. He's a president, and he's still open to public criticism, you know, especially jokes that are not harmful or, you know, daggering at anybody. It's just, you know, they make fun of Clinton for, you know, the Monica Lewinsky thing. They make fun of Bush for being stupid, you know, all kinds of things. And they're not the only ones. But, you know, when it comes up to a black person, then they say it's racist. It's not racist. It's just the late night guys. That's what they do. They've been doing it, you know, since, you know, Johnny Carson and even earlier than that, you know, as far as TV has been around. But speaking of racist, when you go out to protest, I've been to many protests on many different topics. And some of the more recent ones we've seen, we saw the video of the young lady, if you can call her that, running up to a group of peaceful protesters and calling them racist, chauvinist, white privileged people because they didn't support the killing, the genocide of blacks via abortion. And here's what she had to say.
That is not what a fetus looks like, okay? It's a clump of cells at 12 weeks. It does not look like that. It's a clump of cells. No hands are shown for that time. It's a white privileged racist male that doesn't stand for women's rights.
And get that camera out of my face, Cedar.
I want to call the police. Riley! Hold on.
For liberals who claim the moral high ground, they sometimes resort to violence and aggression to get their point across. If that wasn't enough, we've seen videos of peaceful protesters being attacked because of their opposing views.
Yeah!
attacks are physical, though, some of the people who pride themselves on being tolerant will do everything in their power to cost you your job if they disagree with you. Whether it's a pair of Christian brothers who were dropped from their network because of their pro-life stance, CEOs being forced to resign because of support for traditional marriage, or the famous case of the Duck Dynasty controversy, standing for your beliefs could mean falling away from public support. Public outrage over net neutrality proposal causes FCC site to crash. Open internet advocates were not surprised that the FCC's controversial proposal, which would allow internet service providers to create so-called fast lanes for companies who can afford the extra fees, garnered so much feedback. The grassroots organizations believe the unprecedented public response, more than 780,000 comments filed as of Tuesday afternoon, bolstered their cause. And it says privacy advocates such as the ACLU, also Reddit, Mozilla, internet companies of various origins, hand-delivered over 1,000 comments to the FCC headquarters. So they said, hey, you know, your site crashed because people are so concerned about their internet freedom. We will do the old-fashioned thing, and you kids out there have probably never even done this. You know, back when I was in school, they made you write a letter to your grandma or somebody like that. But people got the old-fashioned pen and pad, and they wrote a letter to the FCC saying, hey, we want our internet freedom. We don't want this thing to be controlled. We don't want people to have monopoly over the internet, which is very, very relevant, because when you let these big companies, let's say your big Fortune 500 companies, get a monopoly on the internet, they can squeeze out the little guys. And if you're like me, you're a little guy too, so you definitely don't want this coming to your town. And something else that you don't want on the internet, trolls. The worst trolls on the internet are government trolls, and Michael Snyder has never lied about that. According to newly revealed documents, British spy agency GCHQ is manipulating online discussions, infiltrating the computers of specific targets, purposely destroying reputations, altering the results of online polls, and using Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube for propaganda and espionage purposes. And it was, I guess, last year or the year before, InfoWars brought you the reports of how they are, there are actually paid government trolls on there, just, you know, anything that you do, they have to say something negative about it. So, you know, it is real. It is happening. It's somebody's job to sit there as a, you know, a government representative and just, you know, type negative comments on your YouTube page or on your Facebook page if you're political in any fashion. So be aware of it. Trolls do exist. They're not just in Hobbit movies. And we'll end our segment tonight with this. Over 600,000 vets wait a month or more for doctor appointments. 40,000 have been waiting for 4 months to see a doctor, the chairman of the Senate committee announced Wednesday. Acting VA Secretary Sloan Gibson told Congress on Wednesday he needs $17.6 billion to fix the current treatment delay crisis at the agency. So meanwhile, we have President Obama saying that he wants over $3 billion to give to the illegal immigrants while we have a VA crisis right here. Because you notice we have money to go out there and fight these people. We have money for the guns and the big armored tanks and the vehicles and all these things, the body armor. But when these guys come back home and they got the aches, they got the pains, they got the PTSD, then we don't have money to give to them, or we don't have the time to give to them. Like Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs had to wait 2 or 3 months to go into the VA for internal bleeding. You know, like Pac said, we got money for wars, but we can't feed the poor. It's not even feeding the poor. It's going out there and feeding the people who fought for our country, regardless if you agree with everything they do as far as the military. I definitely don't. You know, I'm not a fan of them growing the opium in Afghanistan. But regardless, you know, these people fought for our country and they need to have their rights when they come back home. So if you don't want to fight in this country, be sure you stay tuned, because we have some special reports about how blacks are being targeted for new martial law exercises. This is very real. Alex Jones and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs will bring you that report in a moment. And also, I have my review of the new Archie comic. Yes, Archie Comics, they killed off old Archie. And he didn't die fighting for truth, justice, and the American way like when Superman died or like when Captain America died. No, he died fighting for gun control. So both of those reports are coming up right after this break. But first, if you like this broadcast and you would like to see it continue, go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can get the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the rants, the special reports, and so much more on PrisonPlanet.tv. So stay tuned after this break for more special reports.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. sodium fluoride, and other members of the fluorine family that are added to Western water supplies are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the people that drink it. So the question is, why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We developed Fluoride Shield to be the highest quality, highest standards, because I use it every day and my family uses it every single day. Let's take a closer look at the ingredients that make up this special proprietary formula. Tamarind has been celebrated for its ability to immobilize toxic fluoride residues, while zeolites have a long history of attracting and holding toxic compounds. Enter fulvic acid, an excellent cleansing agent. Then we added the highest quality shilajit, a rare compound that is collected from the high mountains of the Himalayas. We topped it all off with the powerhouse herb cilantro, that is intended to mobilize fluoride and other dangerous compounds for removal from the body. And the final touch to energize this formula is our proprietary nascent iodine. And as always, consult your physician as well, because that is important. And finally, Fluoride Shield, Survival Shield, and all the products at InfoWarsLife.com grew out of my quest to try to find the very best compounds from God's cornucopia to protect myself and my family. And from our research, I believe we are bringing you the best, highest quality products. And you have that commitment from Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars crew.
It's no secret that some of the entertainment industry are pushing a gun control agenda. Famously, we've seen celebrities, many who tout bodyguards and or live in gated communities, demand a plan.
It's time for our leaders to act.
Demand a plan. Right now.
Right now.
You! Demand it!
Enough.
Enough.
Now, with much fanfare, comic book icon Archie will be murdered. But he won't be killed on a trip to Chicago, the city that has the strictest gun laws but still has a sizable amount of gun violence due to the failed war on drugs. No. Jughead's pal will be killed defending a senator who is a gay rights advocate running on a strong anti-gun platform. It's my understanding that the killer's actions are at least partially motivated by his views on gay marriage. As a side note, the feds who are sent to defend the senator carry revolvers, while the murderer himself carries a semi-automatic pistol, likely with what would be considered a high-capacity magazine. I'm a huge comic book fan, but the thing I've always noticed about these comic book cities is they oftentimes seem to have very strict gun control laws, because oftentimes the only people carrying a gun is either the police or a criminal, sometimes one and the same, but rarely do you see a law-abiding citizen defending themselves with a firearm. So whether it's paper and ink or movie moguls like Harvey Weinstein saying that Second Amendment advocates were wish they were never born after seeing his anti-gun films, the right to bear arms is under attack from all angles. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here to break down some exciting developments in the area of research concerning supplemental iodine. It's nothing less than phenomenal. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. And I used some of the mainline iodine supplements and they upset my stomach and I had some issues with it. Until I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group, who I was already interviewing as an expert on my radio show, and I began taking the product before he actually rolled it out. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals that are incredibly powerful that no one else has as a source for their iodine from between 7 and 12,000 feet, literally drilled out of the ground. You put it on a hot plate and it turns into the pure gas. No one else has 99.99% pure iodine. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. I was over 270 pounds. And with the iodine, exercise, and better diet, I have lost now more than 50 pounds total, and I'm continuing to lose the weight. I have more energy, my libido, all this crap came out of my skin. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there, and I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating. This is trailblazing. And the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Tonight, we quite frankly have some extremely shocking information, and that's in a news system that is just full of incredibly disturbing things. And we bring you this information not to scare you, but to hopefully cause a debate in this country about the serious things that are happening so we can reverse what's unfolding. The Department of Homeland Security is always saying that if you see something, say something. Well, historically, when you see government buying billions of bullets, openly saying the American people are the main terror threat, openly saying that Christians and gun owners are the number one threat, even above Al-Qaeda, and buying thousands of armored vehicles and admitting that they plan to put regular army on the streets of every major city and town. And the government sets up a rural affairs commission run by NORTHCOM and the Department of Defense to keep an eye on rural communities. While our government is openly funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS in the Middle East, you know that treason is taking place. And so we have seen something and we are saying something. And viewers out there, one of them will just go by CB, in places like Georgia, are the HUMET, or the true organic human intelligence, and our eyes and ears. And that's why InfoWars.com every week breaks national news stories that get picked up by thousands of publications and national television. Because we are engaged in real journalism here. We go wherever the truth leads us. Now, we've seen a long slide towards a paramilitary police state in this country. I've been talking about it for a long time, made four films on the subject since the late 1990s. And we are now here. They've gone from denying that this is happening to admitting it. I struggle to put a headline on this. Regular army trains to inter Americans. Regular army trains to take over U.S. cities. But that doesn't encompass how bad this is. The end of posse comitatus, which it is, the 1878 law banning regular army engaging in law enforcement operations in the states. That's why the governors call out the National Guard, not the, quote, big army. This is a big deal. And in 2007 and 2009, in the Defense Authorization Acts, the National Defense Authorization Acts, they basically removed it and said, don't worry, we won't, you know, abuse this new power. As we see military at kite festivals in Austin, and we see the National Guard going under the president, not under the states. It's a major transference of power from the already weak states to the out-of-control central government. And there's a massive ratcheting up from this training being secret when I first started reporting on it in 1996 to it now being out in the open. Back in 1996, 97, 98, I would go show urban warfare drills that are practicing to confiscate guns, and the information was so shocking that they would have the media come out and say, no, Delta Force was not in Houston, or Delta Force was not in San Antonio, and until I went and interviewed police chiefs and others that said, no, they're here and they're buying people off. It appears to be a covert takeover plan. Now, that was Clinton. Now, under Obama, it's gone into full gear. Bush was involved in it as well, but just a fact, under Democrats, this stuff goes into high gear. And again, they're saying domestically, Tea Party, Christians, veterans, are the terror threat, not Al-Qaeda. That is sensational information. And hopefully, if you get this video out to people, we're about to get into the details, we can get a debate going in Congress at the state level about this. Like, you out there as viewers have already spurred a debate about this. I talk to congressmen and women all the time on and off air, and they say they're having hearings on this precisely because of your work. So understand that here. It's like a horse and carriage, or it's like a lock and key. It goes together. You are the reason we know about this. This information you're about to see that is big army, regular army trying to put black people behind barbed wire. I mean, that's the footage that you're about to see that a local who works in the area, I'll leave it at that, keeps seeing really scary stuff going on at the base. He sent us some photos of lockdown cities, of collapse, of the highway shut down, of the military training for all sorts of draw and quarter and confiscation, blockading of cities and roads. He sent us some photos we're going to show you. They took with his GoPro from the highway, but he directed us to the YouTube website of Guardian Centers, which is the privately owned facility that gets government contracts, where this is going on. Now, this does not reflect on Guardian Centers. They've got all sorts of legitimate firefighter, police training, military training going on there. The issue is the training, not the center. That the specifics of their own video about Guardian Center shows us hidden in plain view in between the images of the fire department getting people out of flooded cities to the military apprehending, arresting citizens and handing them over to the police, just like we saw in Katrina with the gun confiscation that they first tried to deny. That's the issue, is that we've been told by the military, we have the documents, we've covered it, that the military is training for national gun confiscation. It's already begun in many different states like New York and California. And again, they don't want this being debated. They just want it to slowly be implemented, and that's why we're breaking it down. So let me just give you some of the background on this and the latest developments. Here's an article from 2009. The Pentagon wants authority to post almost 400,000 military personnel in the U.S. from the Progressive, but it was also in the Associated Press at the time. And they are now moving the troops back out of the Middle East and other areas to the United States for what they call Brigade Homeland, that is famously also in the Stars and Stripes and Army Times. Here's another one, Clarksville Online. 101 Airborne Soldiers to conduct air assault training in Troy, Tennessee. Again, this is all conditioning the public, the troops, everybody to just accept this. So the troops aren't villains in this. In fact, they're the most awake group out there because of this going on. We're talking about the training that's being directed from the White House and the National Security Council. Not about Guardian Centers, not about the troops. Want to be clear, because we've learned the propaganda they use on the police and military is, see, they're criticizing you and you're just training to help people. No, we're pointing out what's going on inside of these larger operations, the real operations. Here's another one. Accepting FEMA camp prisoners for illegal immigrants justifies them for Americans. We're going to go through this, then get to the footage of the black people being thrown in basically the FEMA center, the mock FEMA center. Again, back in 2011, we posted articles warning of the fact that under Rex 84, which is a public plan, they would use the collapse of borders as a pretext to suspend the Constitution and bring in martial law. And at the Guardian Centers, the training is moving towards what is clearly civil emergency or martial law. And right here in this article from 2 years ago, where they were finishing the center, they admit they have a whole area to simulate New Orleans' Ninth Ward and what was done there, and to be submerged just like Katrina, just like the gun confiscation that we witnessed there. There's also a CNN article that breaks this down. Take a tour of the Doomsday Disneyland. And again, that is this Guardian Center's facility, one of the largest in the world, where this is going on. And here's the issue. Why don't they use military bases for this? Because it's not traditional and sends up red flags to have police and military together training at a military base, even though that's going on covertly. So they're now doing at these giant private centers. Now, let's go to the big enchilada before we get to the video. Internment resettlement operations, we broke this a couple years ago when it was sent to us by military sources.
After that happened, they posted an army.mil kind of, oh, it's no big deal. See, you got a secret document? We'll just put it out. No big deal. Like catching your neighbor walking out with your television and they claim they were taking it to have it repaired or something. Oh, it's no big deal, Bob. Or you catch your neighbor in bed with your wife. Oh, I was just, you know, doing a gynecology exam. They released FM3-39.40. And this document says social security numbers, how to round up the American people. We have articles on Infowars.com about it where you can see the subsections where more than 20 times it says American citizens, social security numbers, how to process, how to get our biometrics, just like we were citizens of Fallujah, Iraq. It goes through all of it. And first they tried to deny it, then they admitted it. We've also seen training in places like Arcadia, Iowa, where they said in the paper, they're working with a local gun shop and the citizens do door-to-door gun confiscation drill for training here in America. Once that blew up, they started to back off. We got the governor to respond in Tennessee a few years ago when they had regular army with National Guard, state police, ATF, the FBI, local police, all putting them under a unified federal FEMA command, running an illegal checkpoint on one of the major highways searching vehicles. So again, this is just changing the culture, bringing all of this in. But I want to play from a promotional video put out by Guardian Centers, some of the video for you right now, and we've been showing some of it as well while I've been talking here, where, again, interspersed with the firefighters and other legitimate things, it shows the military rounding people up, and every one of them is black. Now, that's newsworthy right there. I've been to these drills where they all are farmers wearing John Deere caps and stuff saying, you know, you can't take my land, you can't take my guns. Very scary stuff. But it was a black farmer, white farmer, Hispanic farmer. Little extra black folks. I mean, obviously saying, oh, it's for Al-Qaeda, that's a bad group, but it's really for all Americans. Oh, well, blacks, you know, they're kind of looked down on quietly by some people. Oh, look, it's for blacks, so it's okay. And it's military and white guys, white civilians looking on as groups of blacks tump over cars and, you know, get rounded up and thrown behind barbed wire. I mean, this is pretty outrageous. But don't expect Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton, the race baiters, to say anything. They're just there to create more racial division in this country, not actually point out that there's preparation to target black communities, which are under gun control like Chicago and has the highest crime rate in the world, which are under the fake drug war that's bringing down Chicago, just like Mexico's collapsing. It's the policies that are causing this cultural collapse. But here's some of the promotional video hiding in plain view. Let me show you just a few more articles that will give you a larger picture as we connect the dots here. And then we're going to go to Staff Sergeant retired Joe Biggs to specifically analyze some of this video that shows regular Army engaging in civilian suppression, basically. No other way to describe it. Look at this headline from today that was picked up by DrudgeReport.com. We're going to show a short clip from the larger newscast here in just a moment. Armed Homeland Security agents in community outreach to let people know they're in the area and to remind them about the snitch program. And we'll go ahead and play a clip of that now.
Homeland Security officers tell 9 on your side they were there as part of their community outreach to let people know that they are in the area. They also were there to remind people that if they see something, say something, especially when they see anything suspicious happening outside of a federal building.
Again, it is essential to understand we are seeing a explosion of paramilitary preparation for gun confiscation, martial law, roundup, civil unrest, you name it. Is it the border being collapsed by design? Is that part of it? Clearly. Is it the dollar being deserted worldwide by design? Clearly. Is it war in Ukraine and possible war with Russia? Clearly. The issue is it's George Soros and the globalists on record bragging they're behind the open borders and the open border society, that they're behind the Ukraine takeover, that they're behind ISIS and the Arab Spring. I mean, they are starting what appears to be the beginning of World War III right now. That's where all this leads, and the government is on full drill to lock everything down and come after the American people. So this is really an emergency alert here. And again, a few years ago, we saw these weird internal Homeland Security training videos, and then public ones about See Something, Say Something, where every terrorist was a white business executive. And I said, they're rebranding to the Tea Party. Watch. And they've done that now. I mean, you can see it. First internal, saying our new enemy's the Tea Party, white people. Then it goes public. Then it becomes policy. People said, oh, you're just being racist, worried about white people. No. If there's videos where all the terrorists are white people, and then internally they say the enemy's the Tea Party and gun owners, you know what's next. And we were proven right. Well, when it's showing nothing but black people, I've got a big concern as well. I've got a concern if it was showing black, white, Hispanic, Asian. But they're doing it to kind of sell the idea of, well, this is a troublemaking group. The army's only for them. So the general public will accept it. So they're showing minority communities that we're going to take the rights of whitey. And they're showing, you know, the law enforcement, you know, community that's in some areas, I guess, well, white bastion or whatever. Oh, it's for the blacks. No, folks, it's for everybody. Who was the German preacher that said first they came for the communists and I wasn't a communist, said nothing, and then they came for the labor unions, I wasn't a labor union. Then they came for me, and there was no one else to stand up. This is for everybody. This is about taking your pension funds. It's about taking over. Now, you can look up, again, the Army Times, you name it, admitting that they want to set up Brigade Homeland. That was 6 years ago. They've now done it. They're rolling it out. I mentioned this article, guardsmen to conduct urban training at Arcadia in April. They admitted gun confiscation, drill in here, and then got all upset when we said that and, you know, reported on it and said that they hadn't said that. We had the colonel on. We've also got FEMA camp prisoners. Again, we mentioned that, using the illegals to prime that pump. We have the governor responding and saying the feds can't do that anymore after Tennessee. So that's the good news, is that you can say no to all this. But for those that are in denial about Posse Comitatus and what the NDAA has changed in the last few years incrementally to where there's nothing left, I wanted to go to, again, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, retired, to give us his breakdown, because he served in Iraq and Afghanistan with a lot of the groups that are now coming home to literally go after the American people, as veterans can't get health care and are getting the word they can't buy guns anymore with no evidence or you know, no reason at all. This is now pointed at us, and the military appreciates these transmissions because, on average, I can't imagine a group more informed than Army and Marines, Air Force, you name it, because, again, they're decompartmentalized. They're in the middle of this. They see what's happening. Joe, before you analyze these patches for folks, I want to get your take overall. You've been sitting here tonight while we're breaking down this investigative report here and analysis for viewers the last 15 minutes. Any thoughts just overall as a citizen and as a veteran, a combat veteran, seeing all this?
Well, one of the things I like that you said is that the veterans overseas are getting ready to come home to this. And it reminded me of the past few days. I have a buddy who's stationed in Japan. I've got another that's in Afghanistan. They can't see a lot of these websites. And they're coming to me and saying, hey, Joe, what's really happening in America right now? What's going on at the border? Why is our police being militarized so much? And I have to tell them, and it breaks their heart every single time. They're like, why is this happening right now? Am I really going to come home to this right now? And they're scared of what's happening to America right now.
Because
and I don't blame them.
Because they're not traitors.
Yeah, they're not. They don't want anything to do with this. You know, most of them go over there, like I said, for a good purpose. You know, a lot of them want the college, the benefits, something like that. None of them want to go and come back and be trained to take over cities here in America. No one has that. No one wants to do that.
Well, and a lot of them do it because of family, like your dad.
Yeah. My father, I mean, it was in my blood to join the military. You know, my father did it, my great-grandfather. And it's just something that we did in our family. If you were a male, you joined the military. There's nothing wrong with that. And a lot of these guys are seeing what's happening back here, and it's literally breaking their heart every day to know that our country is slipping away while they're over there fighting for their country.
Well, I want, Joe, the people that are running this to know that they're not doing this in the dark. The military is over 85% awake. That's what I found, even officers on the street.
I agree. Completely. Everybody I talk to is 100% with the information we're putting out. They're saying that's spot on.
Well, what do you think the establishment's thinking? I mean, they're not going to get away with this.
I just don't understand. I mean, this video we're about to show, it's not National Guard. That's their job, to take care of stuff here back in the homeland. This is big army, regular army, 3rd Infantry, 3rd Infantry Division, 1st Cavalry, 1st Armor Division.
So this is the tip of the spear.
Yes.
Explain to folks what that means. I mean, this is not just regular army. This is the absolute shock forces.
Yes. 3rd ID is one of the biggest infantry units. They're some of the first ones to go in. 1st Armor Division is one of the biggest armored, you know, your tanks, your paladins, things like that. And 1st Cavalry is one of the biggest cavalry divisions there is. So they've got the 3 biggest guys in there right now training at this place for, an apparent martial law takeover. It's unbelievable.
Truth is stranger than fiction. It's really happening. We've seen the signs for a long time, but it was over the horizon. Now it's in our face. And before we get to these patches, a little bit of gallows humor here, some comic relief, but it's also a good analogy. If you think about the first Ghostbusters movie, I think it's a great comedy. They're talking about normal paranormal activity being the size of a Twinkie. And now the paranormal activity is the size of a giant, 20, 40-foot long Twinkie.
Well, let's say this Twinkie represents the normal amount of psychokinetic energy in the New York area. According to this morning's sample, it would be a Twinkie 35 feet long, weighing approximately 600 pounds.
That's a big Twinkie.
Normal paramilitary activity in a free society doesn't exist. I mean, it isn't going on. Now it's just off the charts giant is the point. And it's accelerating, it's building. You can see it. It's like an enemy army lining up against your border for war, but it's not even a foreign country. It's our own military. That's why they're freaking out. Do you think that's a good analogy, Joe?
Oh, definitely. I mean, just imagine opening up and you're sitting in your house and you hear explosions, you hear helicopters flying overhead, and you peek through your blind real quick and you look outside and it's U.S. military, it's army with American flags on their shoulders, and you're sitting there like, why are you on our streets? What are you doing here?
And they admit that's to acclimate everyone. Look at the Boston bombing.
Yeah, you ease it in.
Look at the Boston bombing going to everybody's houses and, oh, you're a black lady. You're a blonde-haired lady. You look nothing like the guy we're looking for. We're going to drag you out with a gun to your head. We're going to drive around pointing guns at you. It's all a power grab.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. Every day that something passes like this, I just don't understand how we're getting to this.
What does your gut tell you? Is it all of the collapsing border, the dollar, the stage takeover, or is it one of those things, the collapsing border, war with Russia? Why do you think they've got this in such high gear?
Well, the thing with the border, I'm thinking they want to import this poverty. They want to, essentially, we're pulling the Border Patrol agents away from the border, and then they're talking about bringing in National Guard. So what does that do? That starts scaring people. You start seeing National Guard up and down the streets, you're thinking martial law.
It's the cover.
Yes.
It's the cover.
It's the beard.
For the first phase.
Yes.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Completely. Once that happens on the border and it becomes everyday norm that you're seeing the tanks rolling up and down the streets, the Humvees, the MRAPs, the soldiers with the M4s strapped to their chests, next thing you have, these guys, the big army coming in, the 1st Armored Division, the 1st Cav, 3rd Infantry Division, these guys will be on the streets in the MRAPs, along with the militarized police as well.
God almighty. And the public will think they're here to help with
protect
the collapse.
Protect and serve. It's protect and serve.
And then it will set the precedent that we're permanently under martial law.
Yeah, completely. It's exactly what they're going for.
But they're going to call it civil emergency.
Once it happens, most of these people that are asleep and sheeple, they won't even care. Because it's gradually happened. The people who are awake right now, we're the ones that are pulling our hair out every day, just stressed out. We see the tyranny. We see what's happening. These guys aren't even paying attention. When it happens, they won't even care.
They're bringing us into a permanent emergency, and the groups that are waking up are political people that are savvy patriots, because we're the targets of the next phase, and the police and military, because they know this was not legal just a few years ago. They had to change laws to do this.
Well, one of the things they're doing, though, too, is the failed VA. What happens when you can't get your veterans the health care they need? They don't get better. They can't fight back. They can't fight back. You're taking enemy away. That's what they're doing. They're planning. They're saying, hey, these guys are trained. They have the information, the knowledge to defeat us. We're going to deny them the health care they need so they can't fight back. When we roll in this martial law, these guys will be dead in the street, basically laying there, internal bleeding, whatever's going on, unable to fight back after so long.
You're talking about yourself. What do you think of the illegals in South Texas to get this $60 million facility where they have $1,000 rooms and with spas, hot tubs, tennis courts down there at a luxury facility that the government's about to buy for them.
We're opening up all these centers for these illegal aliens, but we're not doing anything for homeless veterans. We're not doing anything for Americans in general who need the help of America. They're not doing anything.
Well, look at how they're turning off the power plant, shipping our jobs overseas, devaluing the dollar. They are destroying this country. In closing, let's look at some of these patches, Joe.
All right, so some of the video right here you're going to see is pretty disturbing. Actual big army out here training to put people into FEMA camps, essentially. You will have them taking them into custody, detaining them, and handing them over to police to be held. So right here we have a 3rd Infantry Division patch. You'll also see a 1st Armored Division, which is out of El Paso, Texas. And then you'll see a 1st Cavalry Division patch as well. Helicopters coming in, soldiers. It looks fine and dandy. Then you got the concertina wire right here. Soldier, white guy, actually fighting an African-American citizen, getting her, trying to detain her until the cops can come and put her in a camp. And there you go. This is what's happening right now in our backyard every day.
And then as you watch longer, they're all black. Look, you got black guys right there.
Yeah, they're the only ones that, flip over cars and go and riot, apparently.
Then they burn it.
These centers are popping up everywhere right now. The one that we saw in Virginia. There's the Marine base one now that looks more like a rural suburbia kind with the churches and all that as well. And now we have this. This is even more in depth. This is completely mind-blowing. It gives me chills watching this to see the links they're going to, the training they have that they're going through to bring this to our country on our streets.
We're going to continue to follow this tomorrow on the radio, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, this is extended, expanded coverage here on InfoWars Nightly News. These are the times that try men and women's souls. I've only scratched the surface here. You've got to go read FM 3-39.40 where it says it's for you and your family, and how they're going to break up the families inside the camps. This nightmare will come true if we don't wake up from it and say no. It's just that simple. The good news is the military knows how illegal this is, knows how bad it is. But can they get the word out? Can we get the word out? Can you get the word out? And what do we call this report tonight? Obama preparing martial law? Big army, regular army, or army trains to take on black Americans. There's so many things in this story. Preparations for martial law goes into high gear. Breaking, video. Because, so much of this is headlines. And I share with you our knowledge as viewers of our frustrations. Because my problem is I underestimate how bad things are. I don't exaggerate most of the time. That's rare when we get it wrong and say that it's, worse than it actually is. It's usually much worse than we even thought. So I don't even know how to respond to this treason. Joe, in closing, what should we call this report tonight?
There's so much going on right here. There's so much that it's hard to pinpoint one thing. It's just...
Well, you saw that clip earlier where they go, we're just here to let you know we're here as federal police and to watch your neighbors. It's Twilight Zone. It's direct authoritarianism. Ladies and gentlemen, send this video that we'll later post on YouTube at InfoWars.com to your friends and family. Send it to Congress. Send it to other radio hosts. If Americans want any future, we better reverse this. This is not security. This is insecurity. This is being done so they can politically break this country's back and make us domesticated slaves. Bottom line, that's what this type of stuff is for. Well, that's it for this extended coverage. Great job to the incredible crew. Please continue to support us and your prayers. Until tomorrow, I'm Alex Jones signing off from the InfoWars Media Center.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com.
The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. And find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.